The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Oh, welcome back to Alien Theorist Theorizing, Case File 37. I'm Zell.
I'm Brayden.
I'm Dan.
Mr. Conspiracy.
God damn it!
So much. Who typed? So much better. It's so much better.
Who typed the question mark on the teleprompter?
We'll read everything. Yeah. That's
good thing. Good thing we practiced that before we did it live.
It sounded good in theory.
Yeah, it did. I thought it was going to be better than that, though.
Well, yeah, okay, yeah. Well, we're back. And that was another failed attempt at the intro.
Yeah. Case file 37, where'd they go?
Okay. Where'd they go?
Where'd they go?
Where'd they go?
Where'd they go?
Where'd they go? Fuck, that was good. I liked that.
Yeah. Where'd they go? Unexplained disappearances?
Murders?
Murders?
Yeah. Mysterious murders and disappearances. So, where'd they go / how'd they go?
Sounds about right.
That's good. I like that.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
How long have we? It's been it hasn't been that long since
it's
the last
been
one.
Fortnite
2 weeks
since I've been on.
You know what? Why do we even talk about like how long it's been? It's we always fuck it up. No promises.
I like to reminisce.
No blame daylight savings time.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know
oh, that is true.
Last week we were going to record and we fucked up on the daylight savings because Brayden didn't go ahead and I went ahead. So the times were an hour off and then I had to go drinking. So
no, they were actually that we were on the same time, but because I'm always used to recording at 10 o'clock my time,
right?
I'm just playing some ball hockey. I was like playing ball hockey. Then I was like, oh, see you guys. I got to go. And I left. All of a sudden my phone is like, where are you? We want to record. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, what? We didn't change the time.
I knew it. I called it. I was like, no, what? Brayden, I fucked it up. Didn't remember that daylight savings time.
I was sitting here a little bit mad at first. I was like, what the fuck? This guy said fucking 9 o'clock. I swear I talked to him like an hour ago. You must have just left for ball hockey.
You think an hour wouldn't make a big difference, but it does.
Oh, my God.
The fact that the Peace River area doesn't do daylight savings time fucks me up too. I was late for work.
Oh, I can't even talk right now because the burp.
You even
in
need
this
it to get rid of it. There's no reason to even have it.
Like, the burp in this room is fucking sinister.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Mr. Conspiracy is just unloading these fucking bombs.
There's a malevolent
passed out a little. What are we talking about?
I don't know. I'm gonna try and cover up the smell with my farts though.
Oh my God, it's fucking horrible.
What is that? Ketchup and onions? I can taste it.
Welcome back, Mr. Conspiracy.
Yeah,
it's good to be back.
You know, hold on. I want to quickly answer a Twitter question before I forgot. People have been tweeting us in questions here. This is from our old buddy, Cobra Law. I've got a question. Why do the regular ATT guys hate Mr. Conspiracy so much?
It's not that we hate him.
Well, hold on, Zelly. I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know. Like, Mr. Conspiracy, we've never said anything bad when you're here.
Not when I'm here, yeah. I wouldn't know. I don't fucking
listen
to the
show. We say nothing but praise.
Yeah, nothing but praise. And then also, how do you all know each other?
We don't. We're just a random group of guys.
Just like, you guys want to start a podcast?
Yeah, that sounds fun.
How do we know each other?
Well, me and Ryan have known each other since we were little kids. Mr. Conspiracy just kind of is like a ruffian that we picked up.
Just kind of snowballed into
the
group.
Showed up.
The hobo we picked up off the side of the street, cleaned him up.
Yeah. Yeah. Gave him a new lease on life and he blew it.
I blew it?
Chan was my neighbor in Thailand when I lived in Thailand. And then Byron.
Byron's around in Australia. We just picked up here.
Yeah.
Yeah. We heard him talking outside. And we're like, hey, we like the sound of your voice.
We like to be. We like that accent. We want to be culturally diverse. Do you want to come on the podcast?
Yeah. No. But I might.
No, Byron, yeah, Byron, like pretty much married into the group. He moved from Australia and now he's here. He's never leaving. He said so. He's part of the
and
crew.
Who else has been on? I think that's all the regulars. Oh, and Andrew, I've been friends with Andrew for a long time and we played played sports together. Sports.
No, the crazy thing sports is I've only met Dan one night for like 4 hours, but I feel like we're friends for a long time.
I got the chance to be out with Dan a few times when I was there.
And yeah, it's crazy. It's kind of weird because I talk to Dan probably more than a lot of my other friends because we do this podcast so often.
Yeah, it's true.
So that's the history of
that's
how
brief,
we know it.
Brief, very boring history of the group.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great stories in those meetings, but that's another podcast on its own.
Yeah.
Where we actually did that podcast originally. It was our first podcast. And
I was talking about how we all knew each other. And
it was really funny to us.
Probably
and
terrible.
And no
to
one else
to.
It was funny too. So.
No. Fucking Tiffany Bergman loved it.
Well, we did have one fan, yes.
All right.
Yes. Tiffany we had Burton. One fan. We should, we'll talk about that another time. But space news!
Space news!
This just in, Stephen Hawking will die in space.
Yes! The guy's going to space. Are you kidding me?
That's hilarious.
I was like, man, can his fragile body like handle the G forces of going into space?
Did you see the video of him in the free fall zero G when they take you up in the jet and then drop for 3 minutes?
He was just a human. He was just a human peanut floating around.
the guys like controlling him are like spinning him around like a ball. It's so funny. And he's obviously like super like crippled. Like, he can't do anything, and he's just like. He just has this
just
Stephen
it.
Hawking face. He tells you he's having the best time, but it just looks funny. To like,
it's my Stephen Hawking face.
We cannot put that anywhere. no one can see that. But no, yeah, he's going to space, which is, I mean, for him, like, as like studying the black holes and everything space, like, sweet for him.
Just go into it. Just shoot yourself into a black hole and tell us what happens.
You know what? If he died in space, he'd probably be happy.
I bet.
Well, that's my thing. I'm like, realistically, can he survive the G-force? Like, that was like, really? Like, how it is? I thought it was like pretty taxing to bust through the atmosphere on your body.
Yeah, I actually don't know what the G-force is in the, like, the rocket thrust up through the atmosphere like that. But yeah, it's got to be like
5 or 6.
Like, there's a reason astronauts train for like 2 years before they go up there, I think. So maybe he knows. Maybe he knows he's on his way out. He's like, fuck, I just want to go.
Other space news. Congress passed an act requiring NASA to get humans to the red planet by 2033.
Oh, yeah.
I think talked about that one last time. I don't remember.
Why? Get what's the purpose of that?
Mars. Getting Americans to
just,
Mars.
Just,
America
just
too.
Cause.
Well, yeah. Okay, you know what? Someone actually messaged us and they asked us about that. I'll quickly pull it up here.
Quick side note.
Oh, this is what it was. Joe Cannon on Facebook. Do you think Trump expedited the manned mission to Mars because he was briefed about aliens on the moon or an alien threat in general?
I
know
because he just wants to build hotels on Mars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trump on Mars.
He's going to have the best tower
It'll
of
be
Mars.
Best. It'll be the biggest. Yep. Everybody the biggest. Knows about it.
Huge. It's going to be huge. I don't think anyone would tell him about aliens because I think if he was told about aliens, he couldn't help but tweet it.
Like, guess what, guys? Aliens.
Yeah, that's it. That's
no, it'd be like, he would honestly tweet it, be like, I have the biggest secret. I cannot tell anyone. I've been just told. I'm so privileged to have this secret. I'll keep it with me forever. And then like 45 seconds later, it'd be like,
out of this world.
Yeah. Out of this world.
Big quotation.
The next one would be like, next one is just aliens. That's it. Aliens.
Boom.
I'd love to see that. I'd love to see him drop that tweet.
Oh, I don't know. If you go from a conspiracy side, then maybe people know that the time on this planet's about to fucking have another great event.
Great extinction event,
and they're trying to get there and break away civilization before that happens. But I don't really think that's the case. But
well, quick side note about Mars. The Curiosity rover took a photo of what appears to be a footprint. Did you guys see that?
I'd seen the headline, but I didn't actually look at the actual photo of it.
The actual picture, they say, like, NASA's claiming that it's the tracks of the Curiosity rover. Not a fucking chance.
Wait, so they're saying, like, it's already driven there, and then it came back around, and then...
Well, they say, there's actual photos of the tracks that it makes, which are continuous.
Like a track, yeah.
It's a track. This is, a footprint. There's no track behind it, no track in front of it, and it's shaped like a foot. It's something else.
Fucking... Maybe they Dukes of Hazzard the thing.
I
jumped it and it landed and did a bounce.
That's it's a possibility because one of the tire tracks on it has got damage to it now, and they're thinking that it's going to be on like its last.
I did see that.
Yeah,
after like it's been like 4 years that it finally has some track damage or tire damage. I don't know the footprint on Mars. Like I can get on board with the theory that. Like all these ancient megaliths on Earth are actually on Mars too. Like I'm a big, like, I don't know if I believe or not, but I really like the theory of like the pyramids on Mars. You ever seen those pictures?
Yeah.
Where they're like, they look like a fucking pyramid. And then the scientists are like, no, it's natural rock formation. And then like all the other rocks around them are like jagged and like misaligned. And these ones are like perfectly symmetrical and like straight line. You're like,
it's all used in Project Pegasus. That's what it's all used for.
What's that? We're supposed to talk about that one time, but we never did.
Project Pegasus is a teleportation device
that the US government
has control of. And there's astronauts who've come forward and said that they've done it, jumped to Mars, and apparently Barack Obama was one of them when he was a bit younger before he became president.
Okay.
He was one of the people on the missions that went. So if it's true, it would explain that there's footprints on there, so.
No,
Go
for it.
I can't get on board with the footprints because there's only one.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I guess.
The pyramid stuff, though, like, if you go with the Anunnaki theory that they came to Earth and Mars at one time had, like, some type of atmosphere, it might have been habitable. Who knows how long ago. I wouldn't be surprised if, like, an extraterrestrial intelligent, like, race came to Earth and they went to Mars, too, because Mars is technically in the habitable zone if it had atmosphere. Pretty much.
Sure, there's alien races that have stopped there. And
If there's pyramids on Mars and like that's turns out to be true, like the whole history is rewritten. Because I've been getting to a lot of megaliths on Earth too.
Yeah. But they're off the coast of Japan, they're finding pyramids like at the bottom of the ocean.
Oh.
They're finding.
Is that Yonaguni? Yeah, those ones are pretty. They say they're natural, but you look at them and they look crazy.
Yeah, they're not natural. Come on. Who are they trying to kid with that?
Only because they say they're natural because science can't allow for divine intervention of like any type of like anything that doesn't fit the theory just cannot be included. So there's like, it must be natural because there's no other explanation except that someone built those a long fucking time ago.
Yeah.
But they just can't really accept that yet. Know what? I've been thinking a lot. We have to do a megalithic structure number two because I've been reading into a lot of new ones that have been found, some in Russia, that are just fucking mind-boggling. Drink up.
Damn. Ooh, good. I'm definitely down. Hey, so I'm just looking at the pyramids on Mars, like this one diagram. What's that thing where it's that diagram. I can't remember the name for some reason, but it's like the circle and it's the Petruvian circle that sweeps in the squares. Oh, and it's like it's in everything. Like, they say things,
what I'm talking about. Yeah. Fuck. What's that called?
Why can't I remember the name? Like we've talked about it before.
What are you talking about? The concentric circles?
No, it's like a square, a little square. And then like the circle and it fits into everything like, that's in life.
That's the Fibonacci sequence.
That's the one.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like sacred geometry and like fractal, the fractal universe, right?
Yeah.
That's that kind of style. Okay, what were you going to say?
So someone's taken a picture, an aerial picture of the Mars, the like, where they think the Mars like pyramids are.
Yep.
Oh, I'm looking at that picture as
well. And then from one, they've done that. They've done the Fibonacci sequence twice, and they perfectly line up, like, mathematically with the other ones.
That's... I'm looking at that photo right now, and... Yeah, I...
Man, it's pretty crazy because, like, all of these ancient megaliths on Earth all are based on, like, sacred geometry like that.
Same thing. They same all kind line of thing. Up perfect and stuff like that.
So, like, there's some...
that'd be so cool.
If there is, like, a lost technology, a lost civilization of Earth... They fucking strongly knew about like this type of mathematics, and maybe maybe it did hide some like different type of like energy, like creation. So instead of this like turbines, they actually like these pyramids and shit were actually some type of energy. Well,
tell me that's a natural rock formation.
Is that a real picture?
Yeah, that's one of the ones on Mars.
Yeah, there's like this. Yeah, pyramids. I think it's pyramids on Mars. Like, I don't know. That'd be it. Would just. It blows it wide open if like there's if that's one, but yeah, we got to do it. We got to do another megalithic structure one because I think our first megalithic structure was kind of a bust in a way. Not a bust, but I think we got a lot more to cover on that.
Okay, all right, I'm down.
Okay, we'll do that. Let's move on a little bit more space news. Have you heard of the X-37B?
I have not.
No.
So it's like this new type of spacecraft that's unmanned. And it has just broken the record for the longest time a space shuttle has been in space for 675 days. It's been up there, orbiting around the Earth. I don't really know why, but yeah, it's up there. And it's a really like, if you haven't looked at it, it's a really like futuristic looking like Star Trek type of ship.
I got something cool for space news. So they shot down the Black Knight satellite.
I seen the headline.
I heard
about
that.
I seen the headline, but I didn't really look into it.
So they shot it down, and the last that I had read on it was that they're going to recover it now.
Where are they going to? It's going to have it, if it got knocked out of atmosphere and like or went got knocked out of orbit, went through the atmosphere, it would fucking.
Apparently, there's
you know
like some pieces hit.
I say that.
So I don't know.
But if it is like an actual like alien, like satellite. It's probably not like made with metals like ours that would just burn up and explode on impact.
Probably something else.
Maybe it's something different.
Yeah. Interesting. I wonder what the why? Why would you shoot that down?
Where did the story come from though, that they shot it down? Who shot it down?
I believe it was the U.S.
Well, I'm like that'd be the main guess. Like, yeah. But
I don't know. The one article I saw was I think it was like in the Daily Star or something, which was like they claimed the Illuminati. Blew it out of the sky with some sort of energy projection technology.
Classic.
Some directed energy.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's like if it is an alien satellite, you know, what? Are they going to come looking for it?
Well, maybe that maybe that starts that starts the alien war.
Perhaps.
They're like that's it. Last straw.
Okay. Yeah, I'm seeing the same thing. Alien satellite set up 12,000 years ago to spy on humans is shot down by the Illuminati.
I think people stretch the term Illuminati to too many things.
I think
but
we do as well.
Anyways, any more space news? That is cool.
No,
we should,
I don't.
We should look more into that and come back to it.
Yeah.
But okay, you want to do a UFO case file of the week?
That I do. I'm putting it into the Randomatron 5000 right now.
Okay.
I forgot we have to tell it to stop.
Yeah, you have to tell the Randomatron to stop.
Boop. Okay. I got to fix it. It's a little delayed on the back end there.
Right.
Heflin Rex. Old Rex Heflin.
Beauty.
Great name.
Yep, that's a great name.
Rex Heflin.
In August 1965, Highway Inspector Rex Heflin photographed the UFO near Santa Ana, California. Shortly after this, he was visited by an alleged official of the United States Air Force Intelligence who took the prints away and never returned them. Stories like these of which there are many, add weight to the belief that government seeks to cover up some aspects of the UFO phenomenon and may be responsible for several Men in Black stories of earlier years.
That's the
story. Fucking terrible. That's terrible. Wait,
he took a picture, but he doesn't have them.
Rex Heflin took pictures.
God
says they
it,
were
Rex.
Taken away, no longer has pictures. End of story.
That's it.
Thank you, Rex Heflin.
You are
Thank you.
You get the slow clap of the week. Okay.
Brutal.
That was
just
that was fucking
terrible.
Garbage is what that was. You know what? You put it in the Radimatron, that's what you get sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you get
absolute fucking garbage. Sometimes you get one where guys are jumping out of planes and shooting UFOs.
He pulled his pistol.
Flybys.
Didn't shoot.
Flybys. Yeah.
That was my favorite one.
Last week's was cool though. Like, wasn't the collision or the alleged
collision
with the UFO?
Where it went down, and then
that was pretty cool. But this week's was shit. So
that was pretty bad.
I lost count of the tally, but I think we're still about 50-50. But
on good bad,
good bad.
I think we're probably 50-50 now.
Cool. All right, let's get on to a couple unexplained disappearances, murders, and other unexplained events.
Okay.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Kick us off, Braden.
So, Gareth, this is a mysterious death.
Mysterious death.
The mysterious death of Gareth Williams. So, Gareth Williams was a code breaker for M16, the British spy agency.
The MI6.
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 Yeah,
that's what I say.
M16.
I'm pretty sure that's a model of gun.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't say I could read, so. So he collaborated with the NSA to help thwart planned terrorist attacks in Berlin, Paris, and London. And he was in August 2010. He was due to transfer to another agency. His body was found inside a red North Face sports bag that had been locked from the outside. And when locked, there was a small padlock put on the bag.
Oh, so he was stuffed in there and locked
from
the outside.
Big bag.
Yeah. So he was stuffed in a little sports bag, and the bag was also had been placed in the bathtub. And
of his hotel, or
basically, it's in a hotel, and they say that he did it himself.
Well, that was the conclusion in the end.
Yeah, they said
that's
what
they say happened.
They say they say what he did is he put the bag in the bathtub, somehow fucking climbed in it, used his hand to close it fully, and then padlock it with one hand. Somehow, but being like, well, the padlock's impossible. But anyway, so experts got gymnasts and stuff, and they tried to do that feat of lock the bag. And after 300 failed attempts, the expert said that in theory, it is possible, but you would leave some DNA in the bathtub or on the bag, which there's none. There's none of his DNA on the outside of the bag or in the bathtub.
Weird. So he was like stuffed in the bag, locked in the bag, thrown in the bathtub.
He must have been dead already when he got stuffed into that bag.
For sure.
No little zipper is going to hold me if I got stuffed into a bag.
Well, if it's padlocked, well, make a note.
You tell me that you're not going to be able to tear the fucking zipper apart. I break the just zipping up my fly.
Think about
think about
your amount of leverage. If you're stuffed into a little bag and your arms are like pinned up, how much like strength are you going to get to actually pull that zipper apart from inside the bag?
And it's a North Face bag.
If it's like a good
quality bag,
really good quality heavy duty zipper.
You got to think
it went to Mount Everest.
If somebody has gone through the trouble to stuff you into a bag, your adrenaline has got to be through the fucking roof. Your one instinct is kicking in, and it's get the fuck out of this bag.
There's only one thing there's only one thing we can do to solve this is stuff Mr. Conspiracy in a fucking duffel
bag.
And that's you're not going to fit in that case there, but
you know what's funny? I got a perfect bag up here.
Do you?
So we'll try.
Your work bag?
It's got your name on it, literally.
So, so afterwards, because of how fucking weird it is that there's no DNA, people started to question it, and it kind of gained some notoriety. And after, like 2 years later, the police pointed out, they're like, well, you know what? He also owned women's clothes, and he visited tons of like really kinky bondage websites. Like, that was their answer. They're like, yeah, well, he was a freak.
So he could contortion himself into the bag.
And he was just into that.
So if he did that into the bag, so they saying he died in the from what, suffocation? Or how did he actually die? Was it a cause of death?
Yeah, like he died, like, I guess, of suffocation, asphyxiation inside the bag.
Maybe he had some sort of like Houdini fetish, you know?
Some reverse Houdini fetish where he's like, I don't want to escape. I want to get trapped.
Put me in this bag. I want to come close to death, close to drowning.
That's fucked up.
So apparently, his family said he was really unhappy at work, and he was talking about quitting MI6 and pursuing other avenues because he didn't want to do this transfer. He wasn't happy at the time of his death. And when he died, he went MIA for a week. And
He went MIA?
Yeah, like when he was found dead, he had already been missing for a week and no one knew where he was. And it took, like, they found him because his bosses and stuff at MI6 took a week to report his disappearance, even though he hadn't been turning up for assignments. They took a week to report it. And because of the week, he'd been sitting in the bag so long, they couldn't determine the cause of death because he'd been kind of too fucking...
What do you mean, the time of... Like, time of, like, cause of death, they could kind of tell, but the time of death, they couldn't?
The time of death. And, like, they weren't really sure because he'd been dead for so long. Like, was it asphyxiation? Like, what happened, right? So, just interesting. Fucking in a bag, no DNA, zipped up, locked, parent suicide.
I love how there's 300 failed attempts, and they're like, it's still possible.
Of all the ways you're going to kill yourself,
let's give it one more try.
Into a duffel bag. Okay, so what's the theory? Yeah. What's the theory then? Taken out by who?
I would say probably taken out by, you know, either his coworkers or he knew something that he shouldn't have known.
Yeah, I think the leading theory is that he was just one of those guys that knew too much information, and they couldn't have him leaving or going AWOL or potentially have him like spill any of the beans he might have.
Like, it seems so sloppy. Like, why would you just leave him in a bag? Like, why did you take him and put him somewhere? Like,
yeah, watch his vaporize and get rid of him completely. Like, never.
Yeah.
Like, tie a fucking brick to that bag and throw it in the ocean.
Yeah.
Right. Stuff some rocks in there and throw him in there. But that doesn't make sense. I think it was Houdini fetish. Got a prostitute. She put him in the bag. He couldn't get out. He died.
And then she wiped down everything like that. Yeah. I could get on board with that. And then she was like, holy fuck, I killed this guy who's MI6. And she's like, I better fucking use my fucking moist towelettes and wipe down the fucking have a quick whore's bath.
I mean, I guess that's like the only thing that really makes any sense. But even then, like Houdini fetish, you think you'd like be straight jacketed and whipped or something, not stuffed into a fucking bag.
Well, where are you spraying? Even if he couldn't find a straight jacket. Those are hard to come by, I would think.
Even but he's MI6.
Yeah, they're probably like issued.
It's probably a standard issue.
Yeah.
What?
I find it weird that if it was.
It comes in your standard spy kit, straight jacket.
Yeah,
that comes
part of the spy kit.
It's a little strange that if it was, you know, a prostitute or something that was helping him try and achieve this fetish, that she was able to clean up all of her DNA.
Yeah, I don't think prostitutes are that aware of forensics. Like
where was he found? In his home, right?
It was a hotel room.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's probably DNA all over the place, but they just can't match it. Like, you can't take DNA from anywhere and just match it to a person. Like, that person has to be in a database. They have to be
criminal. They didn't. It just says, it doesn't say they didn't find any DNA. It says they didn't find any of his DNA.
Right. On the stuff, right? Or
Like on the outside of the bag or in the bathtub where the bag was, they didn't find any of his DNA.
So that means it's like, how did he get into the bathtub? Like,
he must have been stuffed into the bathtub and then put into the bathtub.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it was like physically impossible after 300 attempts to like get yourself in there, and they said the only way it would be possible if you left DNA, because you probably like would have to like somehow grab the bag so hard with your hands.
That's
like,
what I was thinking.
You'd probably shred your hands, right? You'd probably like shred some fingertips like a little bit, like trying to pinch that like fabric.
Yeah. Like it's possible that, I mean, you could probably grab the from the inside, grab the two clasps, put them together,
and like try and jimmy that lock over.
Get that lock. It'd be tough, but I'm sure it could be doable.
If a fucking like gymnastics, like contortionist can't do it, like this normal like.
Yeah, this is a man. Like this, I don't know his like how big he was or anything, but I'm guessing he wasn't like didn't have the fucking muscle mass of one of those 12-year-old contortionists.
Right. Yeah.
It's still like. Yeah, it seems like some straight up mafia stuff. Like that's
it does seem.
Seems a little sloppy.
Something's
the
fishy
though.
There for sure. Yeah. Okay, let's move on. Who wants to go next?
Dan, you want to go for it?
All right, I'll go ahead. One of the greater unsolved mysteries in the United States is the case of the Jameson family deaths. The Jameson family, which is comprised of Father Bobby, Mother Sherilyn, and their 6-year-old daughter Madison, were from Eufaula, Oklahoma. The family had plans to relocate from their home to another place. They were going to buy some land about like 30 miles from their home in Eufaula. Now, they left in October 8, 2009. The family loaded up their truck and set out. Allegedly, they were going to go finalize their purchase. This is the theory, that they were going to go out and buy this land, and they were never seen alive again. There was a huge manhunt for when they went, like people realized they went missing. They had drones, dogs, police officers, hundreds of volunteers. They went everywhere looking for them. And the only thing that they found was their truck, which was abandoned and locked on the side of the road. And inside was the family's dog, nearly dead from starvation, their wallets, cell phones, IDs, a GPS system, and $32,000 in cash. But they found nobody. $32,000 in cash. They didn't find the bodies. And over the next 8 months, starting from October 2009, people were still looking. And they tracked down every suspect, numerous leads, and they couldn't find anything. And it wasn't until 4 years later, that they actually found, a set of, deer hunters actually found some skeletal remains, which looked like two adults and a child. And they were lying side by side, face down in the dirt, about 2.7 miles from where the truck had been found. They were possibly identified through anthropological and forensic pathological testing because the bodies were so badly decomposed, and they couldn't find a cause of death. They couldn't figure it out.
What's weird is if that was like a murder or something, you think somebody would have taken that money.
32G?
Right.
32G.
For sure.
Somebody would have been like, yep,
cash,
I'm taking this.
Untraceable. Take it.
Yeah. But it's like if they can't, like obviously they check the skeleton. It's like there's probably no, usually if you get stabbed or something, you'll find fucking nicks in the bones or where you might have been stabbed. No fucking bullet holes in your skull. Like if you just
they couldn't ask pain.
Laid down, face down, and just died.
Right.
Very strange.
There are a couple few theories about what happened. Some people were saying that it was depression. Both Sherilyn and Bobby had struggled with depression before, some people had said, or perhaps they had gone out there and they had stumbled upon a drug manufacturing operation, something like that. I mean, it kind of rings of like an execution style kind of death that they're laying there out side by side. That's kind of a way to explain it. But I mean, then you still don't see, like you said, you don't see any stab wounds, no bullet holes in the skulls or anything like that.
Granted, I mean, they could have just had like their throat slit or something like that.
Yeah, but so the bodies were fully decomposed, right? How long was it, you say?
Pretty much.
A couple of years?
Four months. Oh no, sorry, 4 years. Yeah, four years.
Yeah, so they're like they're fully just bones by this point. So they could have been strangled.
Yeah.
Poisoned.
Right. Could have been any one of those.
Yeah, yeah.
But it does get a little bit weirder. Before they had disappeared, the Jameson family pastor, when he was questioned by police, he kind of had some odd statements about the family. He said that up to the days leading to the disappearance, the family had told him that they were engaged in some kind of spiritual warfare in their house. They had claimed that spiritual warfare, that's the words they use. And they said that the family was claiming that they had made contact with spirits of a dead family that used to live in their house, and that their daughter Madison, the Jameson's daughter, 6-year-old daughter, had been regularly talking to the ghost family's child.
Fucking ghosts.
So these ghosts, I mean, apparently we're talking to Madison. Now you could chalk that up to maybe Madison had, you know, an imaginary friend. Kids do that creepy stuff they do sometimes with their imaginary friends. And maybe she was just one of those. But it had the family so concerned of whatever happened, and so concerned to the point where Bobby, the father, had become so upset that he requested special bullets at which to shoot intruding entities.
What kind of special bullets?
I don't know. They just said, he just asked about his pastor. He said, like, where can I get special bullets?
Silver,
like,
bullets.
I don't know, silver bullets or
he's
ghost,
like,
bullets, you know?
He's like, sorry, Father. I just watched Blade 2. Where can I get these light-infused bullets?
Ultraviolet bullets? Yeah,
God damn.
Yeah.
That shit's funny.
And he's like, oh, my son, those aren't real. He's like, oh,
shit.
Shame.
I can't get you those?
Some motherfucker's always trying to ice skate uphill.
Yeah. Oh,
that's fucking weird.
I mean, it goes even deeper weird. Like, Sherilyn had apparently was in possession of a witch's Bible in the house.
There's a witch's Bible?
Yeah, a witch's Bible.
Gotta get one
within the house. Now she, her and her, I think her sister, or her friend, actually her friend, Nikki Shenold.
Who just said hello? Did someone enter the studio?
No,
no.
Oh, that was fucking weird.
You heard something?
I heard the tiniest, confused hello.
Oh,
and I thought someone had entered the studio. And
are
talked.
We gonna have a second fucking?
Are we having another demon in here?
Oh,
fucking with
God.
Us?
I don't know.
I didn't hear.
I didn't hear a damn thing.
The last one we really heard in the recording. So
fucking sounded like it said hello.
No, it just sounded went
like.
I thought it was like oh.
Well, you hear what you want to hear, but
Byron in studio here did the old hello.
Yeah, he did,
and he asked back, and we were all like, "What the fuck was that?"
Yeah.
Still, I don't know.
Anyways, could be another ghost, but continue.
So, well, it happened like 6-7 seconds before I interrupted Dan, because I was like, I thought maybe you would be like, oh, someone came in the studio, and then you didn't say anything, and I was like, oh my, weird.
Mm-hmm. Super weird.
Okay, sorry, continue.
Sorry, Dan.
Nikki Shenold was Sherilyn's best friend, and she went on to claim to talk about the witch's Bible. She said that her and Sherilyn had both they had been interested in witches and that kind of stuff. And they kept they both had a copy of this witch's Bible, and they used to keep it on the coffee table as kind of like a conversation piece. So, I mean, you could kind of explain it that way, but, that Sherilyn shared with reporters and like police later that, she also felt some sort of presence in the house. Like, she always felt that the house that Bobby and Sherilyn and Madison all lived in was haunted for some reason. She said it felt just strange. Like, it had just a pall of depression or something. You know, those places that you go to and you just get that weird feeling that you can't really explain. She even claimed of seeing some sort of dark mist descending the stairs at one point. And it's really scared her. And She's just, she reported that Bobby, who is normally a gentle man, like sometimes she would witness that his eyes would go completely dead and black, like he was possessed. And it was just, ugh, you know, that's... So is it one of those, some people say maybe that it was some sort of kind of spiritual possession that killed him. Like the family just went out. The last footage of the family is a recording taken from I think a gas station security camera. And they said that they went in to go and buy some supplies or something from the gas station. And it looked really strange. Like the two adults were walking almost in a trance like state. And they didn't talk to each other. They said that Madison, the daughter, was usually when she was in the car, she would be excited to go somewhere. She liked road trips or things like that, going new places, and seemed excited. But when they saw her, and they could see the car from the footage, and she just nothing, like absolutely weird. Nothing.
What's strange about that is if you know that you're going to go out and kill your family, why would you stop for food and drinks?
Trying to make them feel comfortable before you did it? I don't know.
Why would you have all this stuff in the car? Why would you need... you took the dog with you? You took the dog in the car?
Took a massive amount of cash out? Why?
Yeah, why cash? You left your wallet. Yeah. That's GPS that's, system. Yeah.
Very strange. Why? Very strange.
I could go for 23 grand worth of cash right now.
32 grand. Yeah,
a little dyslexia has popped into my brain there, but
yeah, so it's still to this day unsolved. Nobody knows exactly what happened.
So there's unsolved case, no suspects, no nothing. Just they're dead, and they don't really.
They had one. They suspected maybe that it was like this cold-blooded killing by Bobby's father, because apparently Bobby and his father had a kind of falling out. Over a sale of like the family gas station, where the father kind of weaseled them out of some proceeds from the
sale. So Bobby,
what was that?
That was my Hank Hill.
That was really good.
Hank Hill, I haven't heard that fucking a reference to that show in a long time.
Why did you just do that impression?
I wish there's. He said the name was Bobby, and then
I wish the guy's name was Hank, but the father's name is Bob.
Yeah, but that's
why
I went
Bobby. They're both Bobby. Bobby.
Bobby. Go.
I'm gonna give it not as good as your own Wilson, but not bad.
Wow.
What? Wow. What in the hell, wow, Bobby?
Okay, what the fuck was that on Twitter? There's gonna have Owen Wilson off. Is that what I was reading?
Yeah, someone wanted another. I guess another podcast does an Owen Wilson, and they wanted to have a wow off.
Do they do it? Do they do it before us, or were they just following?
I think they did it after us,
right?
But I don't know.
I mean,
I'm not the judge and jury on.
You're not the first person to do Owen Wilson, but
no,
they probably heard you and like, well, that sounds pretty good. We should have Owen Wilson off. Are we gonna do it? How are you gonna even do that?
It really it really just ends with one word for me, so like
it's true.
Wow.
I've got wow.
Wow.
Oh no. Oh, I got
it's been going on for like 12 podcasts now. It hasn't gotten old.
Yeah, it won't get old.
Still funny.
My new thing, anytime you guys say something surprising now, I'm just gonna do a Hank Hill. Go.
That's a really good impression, actually.
Okay, Dan, anything else on that one? Unexplained.
They don't really know. As far as it goes.
Super fucking weird. What'd you say it was? Fucking demonic.
Yeah, satanic
warfare?
Bibles, demonic. Yeah, spiritual warfare, satanic Bibles, possession. Those are some of the theories.
Yeah, I pulled up a picture of the witch's Bible. It looks pretty fitting.
Yeah, that's a little. That's creepy looking.
Kind of want to get one. Oh!
I want to get one too.
I just had a quick idea because we're going to be doing it in – Brayden's going to be in studio in about a few weeks here. What if we do playing with Ouija number 2?
I want to be
part of that. Let's do it.
What if we try and get a demon board and we'll do it right?
Didn't somebody say you're supposed to get the spirit circle?
There's a lot of shit you need when you're trying to do this.
Spirit circle, demon board.
You need like white – so there's a type of – a special type of candle that you need to get.
I'm gonna throw up because Mr. Conspiracy's burp is so
they're pretty bad.
Bad.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
That's pretty much right. Okay, we'll talk after hours here about that. But
yeah, okay, I'm down for that.
What I got a story here.
All right,
you want to go or you want me to go?
Mine's really quick actually. So okay, I'll just
power do it. Power through it.
August 16th, 1942. Lieutenant Ernest Cody and Ensign Charles Adams are flying a blimp, and they're going to go and do air patrol and check out what was a oil spill just off the coast of where they were stationed. So now, before they even got close to the coast, their blimp was seen by many slowly coming down. It hit a bunch of houses and crashed. No bodies were found. Everyone that was in the town ran out to check them. Gone. Completely disappeared. They did like aerial searches of where the blimp flew and where it crashed. No bodies were found. Nothing. These guys literally fucking vanished.
So they went up in the blimp. They crashed. Were never found.
The blimp crashed and they were gone.
Did it? Well, I know the blimps were helium or something. So yeah. Like, it's pretty explosive. Like, did they get incinerated or?
It didn't blow up. The blimp didn't blow up. It like slowly came down. Sideswiped a few houses and then just pretty much landed itself. And people were gone. That's it. That's the whole story. They were gone, man. No bodies found. Nothing. Gone without a trace. Fucked up.
What? Nothing was found.
Nothing. No bodies. They did aerial searches of where the blimp had left and the path that it took. Looking on the ground for bodies, any sign of anything.
Oh, it's like just in case like maybe they jumped out or something? Or?
Nothing. They're gone. Never heard from,
so
never seen
again.
Just two people. Yeah. Lieutenant Ernest Cody and Lieutenant Ensign Charles Adams. Gone.
Ensign.
It's close enough.
We have a friend named Ensign, so yeah, I get where you're coming from there. So theories on that. Vanished in the air?
What?
In the air, and so right up until they disappeared, the inside of the blimp was completely undamaged.
Is it a blimp or a hot air balloon?
It's a blimp.
Like we're talking like a Zeppelin here, like a big fucking
there's
like
a picture of it after it crashed, right there.
I'm taking a look at this right now.
Yeah,
it looks you can see like the capsule underneath the blimp. You can see like the deflated top.
Yeah,
it doesn't look like it's
there's a bunch of people standing.
It doesn't
around
actually look
at
that damaged, to be honest.
No, like it. It didn't come down and like hit hard like something bad had happened.
It's like it was like a slow fall.
It just slowly went down like somebody had stopped.
So like whoever's on the controls stopped like inflating the blimp and then it just slowly
just went down. And they're gone, man. Like, I was trying to find more stuff on it this morning when I was looking.
And
there's nothing.
How many people were on it at the start?
There's two guys.
Yeah,
that's all it says is two guys.
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't know much about fucking like the Zeppelins, like those old school blimps like
that.
They
jump out together?
It doesn't say, like that's the thing. It's like they did searches for bodies along the path that the blimp had taken and there was nothing. So it's like either they jumped out and skipped the country perfectly without a trace and are living on the beach somewhere. I don't know. It's like, why? Why would you do that?
Yeah. Now,
weird.
This might be a stretch. But is it possible that they were both nerds and going up in a blimp just elevate them to a new level of being a nerd that they just evaporated?
Just turned straight vanished.
Yeah. Like they went up there and one of them said like diddly and then they just evaporated.
Diddly?
Diddly?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. A couple Ned Flanders up there. That's my only thought. If they didn't jump out, they just.
That's the thing.
The first thing that comes to my mind when I see that a picture of the crash is it's not crashed in a way that they could have crashed slowly, got out, and like faked their own death and like fucking ran away pretty much.
No, well, the fact that
they crashed in the like the town, which is weird, right? If they crashed in the woods, I could see them like getting out and leaving and this been like this net that's like
just
never
vanished.
Just vanishing,
yeah.
Right?
But like there's
they're
in
a
this
town.
Photo there's like there's a couple hundred people around this thing like
yeah,
watching
it's pretty crazy
and looking on and it's like I don't know Like, these are U.S. Navy photos. That's what it says. So I don't know. That's, I'm gonna chalk that one up to, I don't know.
So look it up. Alien abduction in the air.
It's a possibility.
We'll go with that.
I mean, as of now, that's probably the best case.
Yeah,
scenario.
I could get.
I can always get on board with the alien abduction because if you can't explain it, anything's possible.
Yeah. So I don't know about that one. I couldn't.
There's no other theories on like what maybe could happen to him or.
Not that I could find. I mean, it was literally just like they're gone.
That's no bodies.
No
bodies. Never seen again.
No. Yeah, they're gone. So I don't know about this one, man. It's. I was looking and trying to find more stuff on it, and there's nothing. So, you know, to the people listening, look it up. If you can find something on it that I missed, awesome.
Well, they probably can, so.
I know they can.
I'm going to give that one 2 gods out of 5.
2 gods out of 5. can we hear both of them?
My new rating system.
It's our new system.
Go.
He just spit beer out of his mouth. He can't take it. Okay, yeah.
I'll have anyone a Hank Hill off. My Hank Hill being surprised is
you're pretty
on
spot on.
I haven't seen that show in so long. I don't actually remember what the actual voices sound like.
It's actually a great show.
I remember the intro. Dun, 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 dun. Is that the one?
I don't know.
Something like that. They're sitting on the curb with
on
the couch.
So fast, like sped up.
I just remember that because I learned it on guitar one time a long time ago, and then I forgot it.
All right, Mr. Conspiracy has to step out for bathroom break.
Mr. Conspiracy's out.
Bathroom break.
It rains.
Okay, well, he's gone. Let's make fun of him. Okay, I got a story here.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Have you heard of the Flannan Isles incident?
I think you and I have talked about it before.
We've talked,
and I think people have
talked briefly about it.
Yeah,
like a few people have definitely mentioned this, and I've looked into it. I've listened to a couple of podcasts, and it's actually like it's around the internet. It's a really old. It's an old story. We're going all the way back to December 1990. And the Flannan Isles are like a chain of like small islands off the west coast, like northwest coast of Scotland. And this lighthouse was built in 1895 to 1897. And at the time this happened, there was 3 lighthouse keepers on this island. The island's called Eileen Moor. So it's just like it's the most northwestern island of this island chain, the Flannan Isles. And it was a perfect place to build a lighthouse because before there was a lighthouse, I guess there was tons of like shipwrecks there because there's like crazy shoals and crazy weather. So 3 lighthouse keepers on this, on Eileen Moor, Thomas Marshall, James Ducant, and Donald MacArthur. So the first 2 guys were full-time lighthouse keepers, as far as I could tell. And Donald MacArthur was a part-time lighthouse keeper. He was kind of filling in for someone who was sick or couldn't make it or something. But pretty much the story goes that in mid-December 1900, the lighthouse, the lamp went out. I guess ships had been going by and they noticed that the light, because it was supposed to flash like, I don't know, like 3 times every 60 seconds or something. And ships were going by and they noticed the lighthouse was out, like the lamp was out. The beacon was not lit, exactly. What were those beacons called in Lord of the Rings?
I was just one.
Beacons of. Anyways, picture that. Picture a beacon not lit.
Is it Beacons of Gondor?
It sounds like it, but
we could go. Well, I mean, it's from Gondor, so let's go with Beacons of Gondor. So the Beacons of Gondor.
Yeah.
It was not lit. But the seas were so bad for like a couple weeks after they noticed it wasn't lit that they couldn't get out there to like check on them. So eventually. I think it was like, they say it was around, the story's so old that there's a lot of misinformation, so it's hard to really get down to the, like, probably what really happened. But they say about December 26th, Captain James Harvey led a ship out there for a replacement lighthouse keeper, because there's lighthouse keepers of 3, like 3 per shift, and every 15 days, 1 subs in and out. So James Harvey was the captain, and Joseph Moore was the replacement keeper. And so they waited out the storm. Eventually they could get out to the Eileen Moor. And when they got there, when they finally arrived at the lighthouse, they're just parked off just offshore, and they're supposed to be a switchover, I guess it's supposed to be like a white flag saying like it's okay to come board the island. There was no white flag. When they got there, the three lighthouse keepers were not they weren't there to keep like to greet them, right? So right away You're like, holy fuck, obviously the guy Joseph Moore, he knew something. Everyone knows something happened. So they eventually, Joseph Moore, he goes ashore. He goes up, he like kind of searches around, he's calling for their names and shit. And they can't find anyone. They go up to the lighthouse. They go into the lighthouse. This is where the story starts getting super weird, because they go into the lighthouse. There's like, they go into the kitchen. There's like a chair knocked over with like half eaten food on the table. He goes into the bedroom. The bedrooms, I guess, were still like perfectly kept, like hadn't been slept in. So he's trying to figure out where the lighthouse keepers went. He can't find them. They searched the whole island. They searched the whole lighthouse. They can't find any of the keepers. They have no idea. They have no idea why, because one of the main things about lighthouses, especially back in the day before they're automated, is one person's always supposed to be in the lighthouse. What's that, Mr. Conspiracy?
Oh, I just heard a funny noise.
Oh, anyways, Mr. Conspiracy's hearing things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the weird thing, it starts to get weird, is there's always supposed to be one person in the lighthouse. But what they notice after inspecting the lighthouse and the whole island, and they can't find any of these three guys, is the lighthouse keepers are all equipped with like a set of like seal skin, like outdoor wear for like the wind and wetness of the island and shit. Two of the seal skins were missing, and one seal skin was still in the closet in the rack. And there's three guys on the thing, so they deduce that two guys were out in the seal skin, and one guy, he went outside with no seal skin, pretty much. And they're like, well, why the fuck would you do that? Other weird things with it, the clocks in the lighthouse had stopped. When they checked it, when Joseph Moore went up there and checked, the clock in the lighthouse had stopped. I couldn't find out what time it had stopped at, but I was hoping it was like 3 a.m. or something. Yeah, something
the
fucking
time
creepy.
Of the dead or whatever it is.
So far, there's no sign of the keepers. They don't know what the fuck happened to them. There's half-eaten food on the table with a chair knocked over. That's the only thing out of place that they could find. And the two missing seal skins. Pretty much everything was in order as it should be, except for that stuff.
Oh.
So this is where the story, I'm not sure if it turns to lore or if it's true or not, but supposedly there was a lighthouse log, and they're supposed to like log every day. And some of the main notable entries was December 12th. Marshall wrote, severe wind. Ducant was very quiet, like his other lighthouse keeper, and MacArthur was crying, and he was, I guess, supposedly like a really tough, like old military guy. That's one of the lighthouse log entries. Can't tell if this is part of the lore or not, but still pretty cool. December 13th, all men were praying, that they wrote in the log, pretty much is what they said. And December 15th, in the log it says, storm ended, sea calm. God is over all. That was pretty much what it said. So it's pretty much saying that they made it through the storm and they're okay. But December 15th is pretty much when they think that the light went out, and there was no other entry after that.
Weird.
And then the story gets a little bit weirder. Weather records from the time saying that, yes, there was a storm around that time, but the storm didn't actually hit till December 17th.
No, that's strange.
So now if this log is true, like he's logging that there's a wicked storm 5 days before the actual recorded like archives say there was this wicked storm. And to this day, they have no real, they've never figured out what happened. It's super fucking weird.
That's very strange.
So now we're going to go into some of the theories that people think that it is. The main prevailing theory is that, okay, there's this one guy, I think his name was, okay, I don't remember his first name, but Murhead. He was a guy who filed the report. And what he says in his report, this is like the main accepted theory, or it was for a long time, is that they were all taken by a freak wave. They all went onto the lighthouse, onto the fucking platform or whatever, and they got taken by a freak wave and washed out. Which would be all good, except the platform that they were at or would have been at, like, because these guys are experienced lighthouse keepers. They're not just going to, like, if it's a fucking storm, they're not going to, like, start scaling down the stairs trying to get to the shore for some reason.
Yeah.
So they would stay, like, relatively safe and always supposed to be one guy's in the lighthouse because that's your job, to keep the light lit. Keep the beacon alive.
Yeah.
Pretty much, right? So whether if that story is to be true, the platform that they would have been probably standing at is 110 feet high.
That'd be a fucking big wave.
Exactly, right? And like in the 1990s, they started putting up all those like those buoys around measuring like ocean swell.
Mm-hmm.
And they found that during some freak storms in that sea, like that northern sea there, northern Atlantic, that the biggest wave that they recorded was 61 feet. So not even half the distance to the top of the platform would have been. That's what they're saying. And the highest wave ever recorded now that we know of, as far as I could find, is 95 feet ocean swell, which is fucking huge.
That's big.
Like you flip you'll flip ocean liners. It would like just devastate That's anything, scary. Right? So in order for that theory to be true, it would have to been the biggest wave ever recorded at 110 feet. And then, but there's also accounts that like the railing, because there's like a stairwell up, that railing was all bent out of place, and there's like a crane to like hoist supplies up from the platform, that was knocked out of place too. So like the theory of the wave hitting that stuff, maybe, but the biggest mystery for me is the three lighthouse keepers. Two of them had went outside obviously because they had their seal skins, but one guy. Sealskins were still in the building, yet he was gone too. So what would have propelled all three lighthouse keepers to leave the lighthouse against like their only job and all be taken or swept away?
I don't know, man.
Thoughts on that? It's just a super strange mystery.
I was going to say, like, you know, if you're in a lighthouse with two other guys and you're starting to go nuts, say two of you are going to kill the other guy. So you kill him, right? You have a little bit of a struggle. You knock over a chair while he's eating his dinner. You bring them outside and you throw them fucking overboard. Where do the two guys who did it go? Like, everybody's gone.
Yeah, that's the weird thing. And I could totally get on board with that. Is say like MacArthur, he was losing his shit.
Yeah.
The only thing that could make sense to me is one guy fucking double murder, double homicide, suicide. Like killed these two guys and then fucking threw himself in the sea or something.
You'd see that, yeah.
But then they would have found blood or something. Like he cleaned death him and cleaned it up.
Yeah, there was no signs of trauma, no signs of anything out of place except for like the kitchen with the one knocked over chair, half eaten food, and the two missing seal skins.
Like you'd have to get both of them outside, you know? Is it like
so? And then someone else would have to put on a seal skin.
Yeah,
right. And they left the one seal skin. Yeah. It'd have to be like he got one guy outside, like, hey, come outside, look at this. They push that one guy off. And hey, he jumped. Right, come out here, go look. And then he pushed.
He's
that
like, let me get my seal skin real quick. He's like, no, there's no time. He's like, oh, I'll get it real quick.
Yeah, and that would, it makes sense if like two guys went out to like there's like theories of like they went out to secure like the like that kind of like crane platform, like the ropes and shit, and then they got taken by a wave.
Well, it's just, if a wave, 110-foot wave, was hit a platform, you think that the inner part of the lighthouse would have got some water in it.
Well, yeah, that's another thing. If there was a wave that big, there had been water damage on top. Maybe not because of rain and shit, but
you think if there's a fucking a lighthouse on an island and a 110-foot wave hits this island, you think you'd be like, what the fuck happened to this island? Not everything would just be perfectly in place still.
No, yeah, I could get on board with that because most islands have like the wave break where the waves have like constantly eroded from like the tide and all the waves over a long period of time. And so a wave like over double the size of the highest measured wave in that sea just comes crashing in. And
it would have done some damage. It would have fucking thrown rocks. Yeah. It would have fucking, say there was flagposts or like something. As I said, would have been torn out.
There was damage though to the railing and the crane, like the gantry, like the big fucking winch kind of thing. But it's just weird that two guys took their sealskin coats, went outside, disappeared, and then one guy disappeared but never went outside with anything.
Yeah, that's
so. If you wanted to kill someone, you could have said that all those two guys, they went out, and they got taken by the sea, and I'm still here alive, I'm manning the lighthouse. But they all were taken, or it was a murder, like double homicide, suicide, or like the theories go like it goes to supernatural, obviously. It goes to aliens.
It has to.
It goes to like haunting of like St. Flannan, which the isle is named after. People, lighthouse keepers, like over the next 50 years before they became automated, say they could hear like ghostly voices on the wind of St. Flannan, like in the lighthouse keepers, and like,
oh, shit.
But I think that just comes with like the eerie nature of like someone vanished off that fucking island. Yeah, but
I think so too.
Yeah, it's just a weird unexplained mystery, and the prevailing theory is that it was a wave. They were all taken, and then the stop clock, the knocked over chair, half eaten food, and the one seal skin still there was just kind of like, we don't really know what happened.
I wonder if it.
Where'd they go?
Yeah,
where'd they go? It's almost weird that this, like, I'd like to try and find out and see what time that clock stopped at, because then it could have been something paranormal where they got fucking.
That's what I try. I try to find the clock stop, but then at the same time I couldn't tell if that, like, because that's such an old story. Like, I bet you there's a lot of lore built into it now.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So I try to like stay away from a little bit of the lore, but
very strange.
Very strange. It's a very strange, completely unexplained disappearance of the lighthouse keepers. There's been like poems written after it, and plays and songs. It's like a pretty well known piece of folk tale now, but still never explained. Mm. No bodies ever washed up. They don't really know, other than like was other a wave. There's theories of like people took them off the island. Like, I don't know who they would have been. Like, someone came in and stole our lighthouse keepers. Like, what?
That's strange. I mean, it's definitely still a possibility, but
this is weird too, because if that log is true and they said like the storm hit on that such on the 12th, but then the actual like records, if you look back, say the 17th, do they experience some type of like Bermuda Triangle? Like,
is that where this was?
No. This is not in the Bermuda Triangle at all, but I'm saying like that type of like freak, like weird phenomenon.
It could be, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just going to go with my casual, they probably ended up in a different dimension.
Yeah, just fucking slipped into a rip in the space-time continuum.
Never know.
It happens.
Yeah, I don't know. Any thoughts on that? It's pretty fucking weird.
That is a very weird one.
Just like there's no closing on that one.
And it's like, it says that the big, tough military guy was crying.
What? That's in the journal. I don't know if that's real or not, but like that goes to the theory where like, okay, maybe he fucking lost it. He killed the two guys who were outside and then he killed himself or something. But
I can see that. I mean, you're going fucking crazy. The last thing you're going to do is put your seal skin suit on.
Yeah. Maybe those two guys like fucking put on their coats and like, we got to get the fuck out of here. This guy's losing it.
And then, or maybe he left and they went out after him.
Perhaps.
Oh, you know what? I never thought about that. Maybe he did leave and he was like fucking around, like, and he was just losing his shit. He was on that crane gantry and like
dropped the crane, fucking smashed the railing.
Well, not even that. Like, they're there, so they're lower than the 120 feet because they've gone down now to the railing and shit. And they're trying to get out there, like trying to get him back in, and then the wave comes, takes them all.
Yeah, like,
maybe
that happened.
But it's just weird. If the clock did stop, which I want to think that it did.
Yeah.
That just makes it more paranormal and pretty creepy.
I mean, what are the odds that the fucking clock just stopped as soon as they go missing?
Right.
And you think that it would have either kept ticking on or, I don't know.
Anyways, I don't have any more theories on that. Anyone else got something? Thought that pops into your mind?
Nope. No, I got that. That's pretty crazy.
Where'd they go?
Giving that one 3 goals.
Cool, boys. I think we should wrap this one up. We should go on to some closing housekeeping here, and then
yeah, that sounds good. I do have a lot more stories too, so we can do some more mysterious deaths and stuff. Yeah, but we don't have to do it in after hours, but for another case file or whatever.
Yeah, like there's mysterious deaths, like hundreds of good ones out there for sure.
Man, it's crazy to think about that, like, we're saying these myths, but, like, how many mysterious disappearances there are, like, even ongoing right now that we just don't know about.
Yeah, never reported.
Yeah, it's crazy.
All right, house cleaning things, Braden, what do you got? Anything?
House cleaning. No, I can't think of anything that I Let me check Twitter while we're doing other housekeeping and see if there's any more questions before I. I don't think I have anything else. Oh, I do.
You do?
Yeah. I'll be going to WrestleMania
right.
in exactly 4 days. I'll be leaving for Orlando. So any podcasters in Orlando or fans, you want to meet and have a beer, message the Facebook or Twitter. And if you message Facebook, Ryan will
I'll pass your number.
And
there's been a couple couple people message already, so I'll make sure you get that. Maybe
yeah, make sure
up.
To pass those to me. Yeah, it'd be pretty. It's gonna be pretty fun. Oh yeah.
What are you gonna do, brother?
Yeah, I'm so excited, beyond excited. I was looking at Cape Canaveral and seeing if they're gonna do a launch, but they're not doing one in the. At that time.
Right.
So, oh, well.
Okay, we're going to give a quick shout out to a prolapser named Mick, who gave us that new remixed introduction that you guys heard earlier that I forgot to say.
I liked it.
So it's kind of a little bit of an EDM version of our theme song there. So if anyone else has a remix you want to send them in, and we'll try and play them, because, I mean, I'm too lazy to make a new one. I stick with my one I made for 20 minutes at the start. So yeah, if you guys want to add to it, add to it, send it to us. We'll try and play it. And also,
yeah, we love that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah. Okay, we're going to go with Zell's prolapse of the week. At Peeb_nut.
Peeb nut.
Oh, Peeb nut.
She wants to marry us all, and we're going to live in a reverse big love situation, I'm pretty sure.
It's gonna be awesome. You said we can have bunk beds.
Yeah, we can stay up late. We can have bunk beds.
Awesome.
So much room
for activities.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that was also said in the conversation.
Are we doing like two separate bunk beds or a bunk bed 4 high?
Oh, that's cool.
Oh,
I like that idea. How
about that? Cool. Anyways, awesome. Peeb nut, Zell's prolapse of the week. Okay, let's do a quick. I'm gonna do a quick t-shirt announcement. By the next podcast, we will have t-shirts. They are pretty much ready. The guy didn't quite finish them today, so they'll be done on Monday. We're recording on Friday or Saturday. So they'll be done. When you listen to this, they'll be ready. So stay tuned. Check to the website. That's where you're going to order everything from, alientheorist.com. We have a shopping cart set up. Pay through PayPal. A little more legit than last time. But very limited shirts, so if you want one, get on right away.
Get on it. Yeah. I'm so excited for mine.
Yeah, me cool.
Oh, what are the odds that if they're ready before Wednesday, that's when Andrew's coming to meet me in van? Can you send him with one for me?
Yep, will do.
Perfect.
Sweet.
All right.
Anything else? I got one more thing. We'll end it on this. This week's music by Meteor Studios is actually my band. We've had to change our name from String Theory for copyright reasons. Two, we are now called Lucky Monkey, mainly because it's our take on the bullshit of evolution. Kind of a little subtle jab.
Oh, aha. Nice.
But yeah.
I get it now.
So, yeah, so this song's called Not So Secret Admirer.
Clever.
If you like distorted guitars, a little rock and roll.
That's good. Good music.
Give it a listen. Check out my band's Facebook page, at Lucky Monkey Band, and... We have a website here pretty quick, luckymonkeymusic.com, but it's not up yet, so stay tuned. And I think that's it. Anything else?
Oh,
just keep those eyes on the...
Wait. You want to do reviews? Do you have those up?
Oh, yeah, I do. I'm just going to read my two favorite reviews that I just popped up, the first ones I saw.
Okay.
Hooked! But... This one's 5-star review by number one fan, probably from the USA. I've listened to every single case file. Gotta say, really digging the podcast. Keep it up, please. Try to do a case file on the hologram theory. It is very interesting and fun to ponder.
Which one's that?
I agree.
The blue planet? Which no.
Not blue beam, but like just a hologram. Like we live in a holographic universe, pretty much. Which is pretty
live
cool.
In the holodeck from Star Trek.
Yeah. All right, one more.
I'm going to read this one just because it's hilarious. It makes me laugh. Garbage. By Juzik 3000 from UK. 1 star. This thing is crap. Jokes are bad. And through whole thing, you hear a guy breathing to Mike.
This guy can't fucking speak English, but...
Thank you, Juzek.
Hey.
At least you're sending us a review.
Yeah.
Hey, but don't get any ideas of giving 1 stars, but that's going to be one of the only ones we ever read, so...
No, it was more funny because we were making fun of Missy Spears earlier for always fucking mouth breathing.
Yeah, it's true.
You say that I'm the bad one. Brayden, you're pretty bad at it as well.
You guys can be equally bad. No. I'll tell you that right
now. I've sat in the movie theater with you before and can't even hear the fucking movie because all I hear is you going.
I have to sit three seats over from Brayden in the movie theater because I can't watch the movie.
I just get into
both of us on this one.
I get into a nice REM sleep and turn the movies. My eyes open.
Yeah. I think it's a little bit of both of us probably.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, we'll be back. I'm not sure when. We don't make promises, but you know, it'll be within a couple weeks probably. So until then.
Yeah. Keep those eyes on the skies.
Right on.
Hashtag. Oh!
Yeah.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry because this bundle won't last. Save now at cedarpoint.com.